475. Keep that number in mind. On August 26th, a Dollar General became the focal point of a very familiar, very American scene that we've seen a total of 475 times this year. Another mass shooting, another angry white dude with a gun, and another AR-15, and three more black lives lost in an act of hate. Since we are treading the same tracks, just get your thoughts and prayers out of the way now as we break down the Jacksonville Dollar General shooting. Welcome back to another little mini episode of Bruhs and Murder, a podcast where we cover true crime cases of color. If you're new, if you're old and forgetful, I'm Andre. Now, let's talk about the Jacksonville shooting and everything that you need to know. A federal hate crime investigation is ongoing after a racially motivated shooting occurred in Jacksonville, Florida. A white gunman armed with a swastika emblazoned assault rifle targeted and killed three black people at a Dollar General store. The gunman was identified as 21-year-old Ryan Christopher Palmater. He had also left behind a racist manifesto, according to police, and for clarity, he did buy his AR-15 and handgun legally earlier this year. Ryan specifically targeted black individuals during this attack, and his first target was a historical black university. The Justice Department is rightfully so treating this shooting as a hate crime and an act of racially motivated extremism. The Attorney General confirmed that the investigation emphasized the need to address hate and division in this country. Yeah, the Jacksonville community came together to mourn the victims and express solidarity. Ron DeSantis showed up. He was booed. Jacksonville mayor had also called for an ending to division, hate, and emphasized the importance of treating each other with respect. But you know, she should tell that to her constituents, because all of Ford representatives are pieces of shits right now. The Jacksonville shooting is part of a concerning trend. According to Every Town for Gun Safety's grassroots network, the Florida's chapters of Moms Demand Actions and the Students Demand Actions have noted that there have been at least 2,989 deaths and 5,267 injuries due to gun violence in Florida alone, and that's on average. Additionally, the state sees an average of 10,300 hate crimes annually, and nearly half of those being targeted are black individuals. Hearing and reading those numbers honestly can feel a little unreal, especially with how often we hear about these cases and these mass shootings. Sadly, we are getting to the point in our country where, as a whole, we are kind of becoming desensitized to hearing about mass murder. It's in our face, it's in our ears, and if you're someone with a horrible anxiety like me, it's in the back of your head every day. And even more so, with true crime being as popular as it is, the victims kind of fall by the wayside. So, let's talk about the victims. Angela Michelle Carr, a 52-year-old Uber driver, was shot by Ryan and killed while dropping off a passenger at the Dollar General store on Saturday. Her daughter, Ashley Carr, said that her mom was hardworking, dedicated, and never had a chance to defend herself. Ashley Carr also said that she is praying for the family of Ryan, who killed himself at the scene. She's better than me. I wouldn't be praying for shit. Anolt Joseph A.J. Lagar was 19 when Ryan Palmer shot and killed him. His father, Anolt Sr., said that his son, who recently graduated high school, was a very bright young man just trying to live his life. I mean, he expressed obvious sadness over the brutality of the situation and what he has to deal with as a black man in Florida, saying that Florida seems worse than anywhere else right now. He said that he should not have to bury his son, who was too young to die. 29-year-old Gerald Deshaun Gillian was a devoted father and a great co-parent, even though he and his daughter's mother, Taisha Jones, were no longer romantically partners. He still stepped up and did what he had to do. Jones, his ex-partner, described him as her best friend and her daughter's best friend. Jones's mother, Sabrina, also loved Gillian and praised him as a very loving and caring father. She said that he never missed a beat throughout the pregnancy or when his daughter was born. And actually, that Saturday, he did have plans to meet and spend time with his kid. This isn't a story that we can just passively observe like every single one before it. It's a call to action. We need to continue and bolster support in organizations like Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action, which are working hard to promote gun safety and combat hate-motivated violence. We should also put a lot more pressure on the next of these politicians to take action. Ron DeSantis last Monday said that the state will be giving $1 million to increase security at EWU, the university that was initially targeted, who has been asking for money for a long time now. And along with that, they will be allocating $100,000 to the victim's family, saying, amidst boos, targeting people due to their race has no place in the state of Florida. Still, apparently in Florida, Ron DeSantis has no issue targeting people because of their gender, sexuality, or race. He doesn't really like Mexicans or Black people or teachers. But that's it for this episode. Thank you for joining me as we discuss this fucked up shooting. If you'd like to learn more about the organizations I mentioned, I'll be putting all the links below in the show notes. So make sure you check that out. Stay safe. Stay tuned. Stick around for the music. Don't know what I'm playing this week. I'm making something good. And wherever you're listening or watching this, give us a like, give us a review, tell me what you think. If you're on the Spotify, there's polls. The engagement really helps. And I appreciate you. So kisses from the homies.